My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District and is, this year, the chairman of the Joint Economic Committee, which very closely follows the monthly trends in the labor reports, as well as many other things related to our economy and the job market. We want to get his reaction today, as the Labor Department reports that in July, the economy added 163,000 jobs, but the overall unemployment rate ticked up to 8.3%. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, there's a couple different ways that this is being looked at. Some say this is double the number of jobs we saw in the last couple of months. But at the same time, obviously, the unemployment rate ticked up, and once again, we're north of 8% at 8.3.
163,000 jobs matters. The problem is that this is barely above break even for this country. It beat some very, very low expectations. And my worry is that this is the new normal, that our economy, we're so used to this bomb of recovery, which is dead last in the past 70 years, that this looks good by comparison. But in truth, we should be adding double, if not triple, this number of jobs each month.
And so as you look at this data from month to month, obviously, as we mentioned, we saw a few more jobs this month. But as you mentioned, the expectations were pretty low. Is there anything in the lower levels of this report that give you more encouragement, or is this simply more the same?
Right now, it's more the same. You're looking for, you know, are people working longer? Are companies, you know, buying more inventory? Are there something below that we should be aware of? But there doesn't seem to be. Growth continues to slow. This year in the economy, we would be, if this were just an average recovery, if President Obama was just middle of the pack, we'd be adding 4 million back to the rolls this morning, would be back at work. And so historically, this is a very poor recovery. And here we are 3 years now after the recession ended. We should be pumping along very strongly right now, adding many more jobs, that I'm convinced. Listening to those along Main Street who are looking at adding jobs, it is the red tape, it's the talk of taxes, it's the president's health care law that really is holding this recovery back.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, as we record this just after noon Eastern time on Friday, President Obama is making a speech at the White House, once again pushing for extension of what he calls the middle class tax cuts and letting the tax cuts, as he calls them, expire on wealthier Americans. And that will help the economy because middle class people will be spending more money and therefore businesses will be able to expand and hire people. Obviously, we had this debate a couple different times already in his administration. What do you make of the merits of his argument?
You know, I think the merits are the same failed policies that have created the worst economic recovery in modern times. You know, taxing job creators more, which is what the president does, and taking more from those who would be spending it in the economy, look, that just isn't going to get us going. And you may find one economist in this country who thinks that will work, but you would wear out the computer keys on your keyboard trying to find another. Ernst & Young, very well-respected accounting firm, has shown that the president's plan will send 700,000 more people to the unemployment, slow our economy. So higher taxes means slower growth. And unfortunately, with this president, you know, he's just not got the credibility on the economy anymore.
Obviously, this past week, the House voted on taxes, basically to extend current rates for everything from income taxes to estate taxes, capital gains, dividends, alternative minimum tax, and so forth. Where do you see that debate heading, given a very different vote earlier this last couple of weeks in the Senate? And the president, obviously, not ready to go with what you passed.
Yeah, the president and the Senate are just absolutely convinced raising taxes we'll get the economy going. The House believes differently. We voted out one bill that stops the tax hikes, all of them for everyone in America, including seniors, stopping the tax hikes on small businesses and middle-class families. And we passed out a bill that lays out our principles for real tax reform, to make it simpler, to lower the rates, to get us back into the contest against China and Europe, and to set a date where Congress will have to act next year to do that. You know, I know that that's an uphill climb right now with the Senate, a do-nothing Senate, and a president who's on the campaign trail, but that is the right recipe to getting this economy back on track.
Congressman, we're obviously locked in a very tight presidential race right now. Depending on the poll, it can swing either way. You mentioned a little earlier in our conversation that you fear that the low expectations for job numbers in the past month could be the new normal. On a political sense, that's got to be an issue for both parties as well. Do you get the sense that most people in your district and in your state and across the country are accepting this as the new normal, or is this unacceptably the new normal?
You know, I think that the public believes it's unacceptable to be, again, bouncing along the bottom for as long as we have. I do think the Main Street media, you know, sees any gain above the last month, which was just shockingly low, as a real positive spin. And so, you know, I think you've got sort of a disconnect between what the real world believes and what we see coming out of some of the media in Washington, for example. But the truth is, you know, the people know. We do almost 50 town hall meetings a year. We did 5 last Friday. The spending and the president's health care law, Obamacare, really is what's, I think, foremost on most people's minds.
Mitt Romney says he wants to unleash job creators, small businesses, and I believe the number he threw out this week was 12 million new jobs in his first 4 years. Is that ambitious, or do you think that's doable?
You know, I think it is doable. And in fact, at this point in the recovery, President Reagan's approach, which is the approach Mitt Romney, Governor Romney, is pushing, would have created 7 million more jobs already at this point. So, yes, I think Governor Romney's on the right track. And I'll tell you, too, what I hear from the White House this week, you know, I hear the president's jobs plan is basically, look, you know, you lose your job, I keep mine. And that's just not acceptable, I think, to most voters in America.
Congressman, we'll be watching just a couple more of these reports before Election Day. Thank you, as always, for your time.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady is chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.